time short. We had here Arze Halavono. It's a very heart-rending kino where the Mekoine here expresses himself to the Asore Haruge Malchus, to the 10 great Tanoim Magdoshim, the Tzadikim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, how they were so brutally, brutally murdered. You realize that this is slightly a departure from the theme of the Kines up till now. The theme of the Kines up till now was dealing with Churban Beis Hamikdash, was basically primarily dealing with the Yonim, with the destruction, with the Churban Yerushalayim, although there is, of course, mentioned Tzoras that Klal Yisrael went through at the same time. But we see that the focus was on Churban Beis Hamikdash, focus was Churban Yerushalayim. Now the Seder of the Kines goes further, and now it talks about other Tzoras as well. The whole focus here is on the Asure Haruge Malchus. And to understand that is because the Goyim understood that the force that sustains Klal Yisrael is the Koyach HaTorah. The force that sustains Klal Yisrael is the Koyach HaTorah, and Kol Zman that we have our leaders, Kol Zman that we have the Manhige Yisrael, Kol Zman that we are zoichet to be nehenet from the Hashpoa of Manhige Yisrael, the Arzei HaLevonoin, the Adirei HaTorah, the Klal Yisrael will definitely survive. Klal Yisrael is Nitzchias. Klal Yisrael is eternal. They knew, and the Chazal say it, that Miyoyim Shechor Beis Hamikdash, Ein Lo Yakodish Baruch Hu Ba'ilomo Yila Dalet Amishel Halocha. Which means to say, in other words, as Rav Gusman once pointed out, it doesn't seem to be a big chiddush, but it depends how you say it, and you see you focus on the Nekuda. When Chazal say that Miyoyim Shechor, the time that Beit Hamikdash was Choraz, Ein La Kodesh Baruch Hu Be'Lomo, Kodesh Baruch Hu has nothing left in his world, only Dalet Amishel Halocha. Rav Gutman pointed out, you know what it means? It means that in the Dalet Amishel Halocha, the Beit Hamikdash didn't burn. In other words, he tried to explain why is it that even in the 9 days, when it is, of course, the Minhag, to refrain from eating Bosa V'Yayin, yet, when it is a suit of siyam, you make a siyam esechta, that breaks the barrier, that breaks the minhag, and you make a siyam esechta, you do eat meat. We rejoice and we eat bosa v'yayin. So Rav Gusman said like this, he said many times when you hear about a sreifa, a building burns down, but it's not always the entire building, it's bad enough. I mean, the building is totally useless. But you know what? You find out that sometimes the chesed of the building is left. You go back to view, you go back to the scene of the situation, you see sometimes there's a wall left, maybe only one wall, maybe a half a wall, maybe a fire escape is the left. There's something left. There's an area of the building, for some reason, it just didn't burn down. It just didn't burn down. So Rav Gutman said, Miyoyim Shechor Beis Hamikdash, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'Olam El Dalet Amish Halocha, the Pshat is Dota Nishgebren. That place survived. Churban Beis Hamikdash didn't reach there. And if Churban Beis Hamikdash doesn't reach in Dalet Amishel Halocha, so you make a siyam esechta, which is the ultimate appreciation of Dalet Amishel Halocha, you eat meat. You refrain from both of the yayin, the mokim Churban Beis Hamikdash. But Dalet Amishel Halocha, in that area, in the Dalet Amishel Halocha, don't have nishkebren. There was no Churban Beis Hamikdash. Of course, everything is relative. And therefore, they understood that Kol Zman we have our Gedolei Torah, we have our Gedolei Torah. So you know what? Churban Beis Hamikdash is one thing. But look, we have our Gedolei Torah. We still have the Dalet Amishel Halocha. What we have to do is to break down in order to make Churban Beis Hamikdash meaningful. Really to be able to destroy it in a way it should really be destroyed. You have to destroy, take along the Gedolei Yisrael with it. So Mamela, this is not two separate situations. Arde Alvon and Adir Atoya talking about the Churm of the Gedolei Yisrael. That really is the nail of Churm Beis Hamikdash. Because Kol Zman we still had our Gedolei Yisrael. In a certain sense, the Beis Hamikdash was still alive through the Koyach HaTorah. Let me just say what the Arizal tells us, we have to move on, time is late, that the Asor Haruge Malchus were the Gilgal of the Shvatim. Because we always know, based upon the Depiut by Yom Kippur, because there's more Bariches and different things. Different things are mentioned here, different things in Ela Eskro that we say on Yom Kippur. Also, it's Sor Haruge Malchus. By the way, another thing, here we only have eight in our Kina. There's two missing. The other two we can also find in the Kineh by Yom Kippur that we say El Esker by the Slichas, so you have the other two that are missing over here. But as it's mentioned over there that the Cheshbon was for the Chet of Mechiras Yosef, it's Lamal of our Hasogis to understand the Shaychis. The Akropon, these were the 10 Gedolei Yisrael to represent the 10 Shvatim that sold Yosef HaTzadik, and the Oynish of the Goyin Avishu Mechoroi is Mois Yumas, is Misa. So these are the 10 Gedolei Yisrael representing the 10 Shvatim. But the Arizal comes and tells us a secret, gives us now a little bit better understanding. Comes the Ariya Kojariya and says that the Asara Rugimalchis were Gilgul of the Shvatim. So Ruvein, Shimon, all of the 10 Shvatim were Mugugulim in the Aser. So this is not Stam picking out 10 Gedolei Yisrael, by chance, or just arbitrarily just picked out, let's pick out the 10. No! These 10 Gedolei Yisrael, their Nishamas were of the Shvatim. They were Gilgulim of the Aseres HaShvatim. Let me just tell you a little secret, what Arizal says, this whole Shemu is with Neyatzmoy. Arizal tells us that Rabbi Kiva was the Gilgul of Shimon. Shimon, Reuven Shimon. Rabbi Kiva was the Gilgul of Shimon, and Shimon was the biggest Gairim in the Chet of Mechira Joseph. He said, Ma'apol l'chu v'nahar geyu. That's why the Misa of Rabbi Kiva was Koshi Mikula. Rizal. That's why the Misa of Rabbi Kiva had not the Hoysorkin, it's Besore, but Nasreke Shobarza. Many, many, all of them were terrible Mises, but somehow Rabbi Kiva's, we get the feeling Rabbi Kiva's Misa was Koshi Mikula. Because he was a Gilgul of Shimon, and being this was because of Mechiras Yosef, so Shimon was the one who was most responsible. And let me just say one more thing, that the Megala Mukis tells us, remember when it says by Shimon, Vayoytze Aleihem es Shimon, they brought out Shimon, remember that Yosef, Yaakovino, Vayoytze Aleihem es Shimon, they brought out es Shimon, remember Rabbi Kiva darshened, es Hashem Alekecho Tiro, the Rabbis Talmide Chachomim. The Megala Mukis being Meramis, that we should realize that who came out of Shimon. Shimon later was Megulul in Ishama, and Ishma Shimon was Megulul Bekiva. Yoitza Aleyev Es Shimon. Through Shimon came out the Drosh of Es, which is the Drosh of Rabbi Kiva, who darshened Es Hashem Alekechotiro, the Rabbis Talmid Chachomim. This is the Gevaldige things which the Megala Mukis tells us, and again what the Arizal tells us. So this is what we are really bemoaning. Let me just point out just one small Nekuda here again. One of the Tanoim that's mentioned over here also died a terrible Misa. It mentioned the Misa of Rabbi Lozor ben Shamua. If you take a look here, it talks about Keseder, but the difference, it says Tzadik toward the end of the Kina. Tzadik Rabbi Lozor ben Shamua b'achroino. Tzadik Rabbi Lozor ben Shamua, that afterwards they brought Rabbi Lozor ben Shamua and they added b'achroino neherik b'matkiro. He stuck a sword into him. Yom Erev Shabbos Hoya Zman Kiddush, was Mamish Erev Shabbos by Kiddush when he died. Vayikadish Vayikro, was making Kiddush, and he was calling out the Psukim of Vayechulu. Vayikadish Vayikro was calling out the Psukim of Vayechulu. We'll see. Cherev Sholfu Olavo in Hinichuhu Bechayim Legomro. Did not have the schus to finish it. Bechayim. He died in the middle of Kiddush. Yotas and Ishmosoi Bibor Elikim. When you're saying the Kiddush Vayechulu, Ashebora Lekim Latos. Say the words, Ashebora Lekim Latos. He died by those words. Yotzes and Ishmosai Bebora Lekim. That was the Tayoitzer, the Tzor Tzur, the Kiddush Baruch Hu took him away at the words when he was making Kiddush, when he said, Ashebora Lekim. The Blozer Ben Shemua died, let's put it this way, at the ripe old age of 105. It was Marach Yomim. Died a terrible way, but he was 105 years old. He was one of the last of the five Talmidei Rabbi Kiva. And he was a Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, which not everybody knows. He was one of the Rabbeim Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, Rabbi Lozor ben Shamua. And he was Nichbad Noid, he was held in very high esteem in future Dayus, even the time of the Moiroim. When you talk about Tanoim, or the previous Tanoim, some Tanoim were spoken about more. And they were brought out their gadlus. So Rabbi Lozor ben Shamua was one of those Tanoim who is spoken about even in later generations. Chagmar and Ksubis refers to him, Gemara refers to him, Tuvayne de Chakime. Tuvayne de Chakime. Rav used to call him Tuvayne de Chakime, which means he is the most fortunate of all of the Chachomim. He's the one which is most impressive. Me'usher Sheba Chachomim, so says Rashi. Tuvayne de Chakime. He's one of the greatest, one of the top, one of the most fortunate of all of them. And in Masechet Zeirin, Daf Nun Gimel, Rabbi Yochanan tried to describe him. Rabbi Yochanan says, Liboy hoye roichab kipischoy shel ulam. The ulam was very, very wide. So Liboy hoye roichab kipischoy shel ulam. That his heart was so, his chokhmes atoyre. Leiv is leiv mole chokhma, leiv symbolic of chokhma. Was kipischoy shel kut ksuni, kipischoy shel hecho. His leiv was roichab. And we pointed out that he was Marach Yomim. And they asked him, his Talmidim, the Gemara tells us, his Talmidim asked him, everybody wants to know the elixir of long life, what is the secret to long life? The Gemara said, it's Echte Soite, Aflamatest, that the Talmidim asked him, why was Zoiche? He said a number of things. One of the things he said was, Shebi Yomav Loi Potsa Al Roshe Am Kodesh, which means he never took COVID to step over other people, in spite of the fact that he was so high up, that he would not use his COVID for his own power, and would go out of his way not to step over other people. But Mele, he was Machabes Abrius, he was a humble person, a person who respected other people, and he used that to being one of the great segulas of his extreme Arichas Yomim. And Sifri, among his many Mamorim, he would say, God will Hasholim. We see that this is something that he espoused, that was part of his personality. He would say, God will Hasholim. Sholim is great, Shli Notu Hanavim, the Tikol Abrius El Sholim. What the Nevi'im tried to inspire into all of the people was Sholem. Sholem is the most important thing. That was something that the Rav Loza ben Shemua stood for very strongly. And conclude with a very, very fascinating Uvde, which Chazal bring down in Kehelet. In Kehelet, Yud Aleph, it's brought down that Pamachas, Rav Loza ben Shemua, was taking a trip across the ocean. As a matter of fact, it was across the Yamagodl. So he's traveling across the Yamagodl, and he sees that there is a shipwreck. He sees that there's a ship. He sees a ship that's Meturefes Beyon, and everything in it sank. The people sank. The insides of the ship sank. All the treasure sank. However, there was Ish Echad. Listen, Losa Medrash. Ish Echad Mibnei Esav was there. A goy. That's how the Medrash there describes a goy. Ish Echad Mibnei Esav means he was from the Romans. A Roman. Ish Echad Mibnei Esav, a Roman. He happened to save himself. He was hanging onto a plank or something, but he was naked. He had no clothes. He had no clothes. So the Medrash says, so he asked people. He asked people on the same boat where Rav Loza ben Shemua was traveling. So this man, Nebuch, was gasping, and he's asking, drop me a line. Drop me a piece of clothing. Drop me a piece of clothing. I have no clothing. So whenever they heard, they saw him, he's a Mibnei Esav. So all Mekalim, they all cursed him. Said, I should help you. Rav Loza ben Shemua says in Medrash, he removed one of his own clothing. Poshat Echel Medegodav, he removed one of his own clothing. Now that he'll be shoy, he dressed him up. The Lord called the Beisoy. He took him home to his house. Hechiloi, the Heshkeu, the Nosanloi Matonas Kesef Haguna, and he was Melave him, a Hanhoge of a Tane, Rav Loza ben Shemua, to a Bnei Esav. So the Medrash tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Yishalim Tzchorim to all those who are Itzkim B'tzach Hetzibu Emun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays everybody, Ma'am Nishmida Kneged Mida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not forget what Rav Loza ben Shemua did to a goy, who knows, probably a Russian also. Echem Ebnei Esav, as the Medrash calls him. And the Medrash tells us, L'chazman, this Roy Moi became a Melech. Medrash Kehelis, Berk Yid Aleph. This Roy Moi became a Melech, the Gozar Gzeris Koshis Al Yisroel. And it was Geyser, terrible Gzeiris on Yidden. Sholchu, so they sent, the Jewish community sent Rav Loza ben Shemua that he should go to be Mishtadl. He should be the Shtadlin. He should be the emissary. He should be the Jewish spokesman. The Mevatl de Gzeira. This happened by chance. They didn't know who he was. As he comes with the Hamelech, each one recognized the other. He recognized him, and he recognized him. All said, oh, you're... The Medrash tells us, he fulfilled every wish that Rav Loza ben Shemua asked from him to be mevatel each and every gzeira. Not only that, the Medrash says, void hoisif loy matonos rabbis. Rav Loza ben Shemua. These are the Tanoim HaGdoshim, and these are the Arz HaHavonah that we are being mekoinen today.